Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on February 16 regarding Felipe, F-E-L-I-P-E, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Torres as described in my report of 9-19-16. Pretty is now a 70-year-old male who recounts he was injured at work on 10-1-13 in a truck accident. Pretty, as a result, he injured his left wrist and bruised his left leg. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He did undergo surgery on his left wrist, the second of which was to remove hardware. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. He indicates he stopped taking anticoagulants on his own, period. New paragraph, as per his claim, as to the records provided, Mr. Torres received an order approving settlement on 6-12-18. I'll be inserted here. Pretty then reopened his claim, period, additional treatment that occurred after that award is relatively short. Pair of these include him seeing Dr. Crivello, C-R-I-V-E-L-L-O, on 8-10-20, period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date for his left wrist injury, period. His x-rays showed instability, so he underwent open reduction and internal fixation of the left distal radius on 10-8-13, period. On 10-28-13, he was admitted back to the hospital for a pulmonary embolism. Period. He continued to treat for his left distal radius fracture. Period. He was sent for therapy and eventually was advanced with his work restrictions. Period. He continued to make progress, but then complained of persistent discomfort. Period. He underwent hardware removal on 9-29-14. Period. Afterwards, his wrist felt slightly better, but he continued to have discomfort. Period. As of his visit on 11-18-14, he was discharged at maximum medical improvement with a 30-pound lifting restriction. Period. He had a final visit after that, complaining of numbness and tingling in his hand. Period. Electrodiagnostic studies were performed, but never performed. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Crivello performed an evaluation and found there to be 5/5 strength in the upper extremities. Period. There was full painless range of motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers. Period. The surgical scars at the left upper extremity were completely healed with no erythema, swelling, or effusions. Period. Wrist extension was approximately 60 degrees and wrist flexion, pronation and supination 50 degrees. Period. There was no significant tenderness, palpation. Period. There was mild thenar atrophy. Period. He had an equivocal Phalen's test and a positive Durkin's test. Period. Hand grasp testing was done by dynamometry at three different positions. Period. On the right, these were 25 and 30 pounds. And on the, scratch that. These were three different positions. Period. On the right, 25 pounds, 30 pounds, and 20 pounds respectively. Period. On the left, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, and 15 pounds respectively. Period. Dr. Crivello concluded he was status post-open reduction internal fixation for left distal radius fracture with subsequent removal of hardware procedure and was also exhibiting some signs of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He did not believe any additional treatment was necessary with regard to the fracture. Period. With regard to his post-traumatic arthritis, additional symptomatic treatment may be warranted. Period. He also believed it would be reasonable to pursue electrodiagnostic studies. Period. The paragraph EMG was done on 4/29/21 by Dr. Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G. Period. This showed findings suggestive of left C5/C6, C7/C8 polyradiculopathies without active denervation changes. Period. He did not render a diagnosis of median nerve neuropathy such as that found in carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner returned to Dr. Crivello on 8/3/21, having undergone these studies. Period. He did use his wrist brace at times. Period. Dr. Crivello wrote the electrodiagnostic studies revealed evidence of cervical radiculopathy. Period. It was recommended he follow up with the next specialist given these results. Period. Relative to the significant arthritic changes at his wrist, he was interested in proceeding with a cortisone injection. Period. This was administered that day. Period. Physical exam, extremities, upper. Inspection revealed swelling of multiple finger joints consistent with underlying osteoarthritis. Period. There was also some swelling of the left wrist. Period. They were healed. Scars about the left wrist. Period. Left wrist flexion was 30 degrees and extension to 20 degrees, but was full in radial and ulnar deviation. Paired right wrist extension was to 30 degrees, but was full in flexion, radial, and ulnar deviation. Paired had generally decreased range of motion about the fingers bilaterally. Paired had full range of motion of the shoulders and elbows bilaterally. Paired manual muscle test was 5-. For left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He had decreased fine motor skills on the hand, but gross hand manipulation was intact. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal shoulders, normal extremities, lower. Normal feet and ankles, normal cervical and thoracic, normal lumbar. Delete supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions. On 10/1/13, Felipe Torres fell and injured his left wrist. Period. He received treatment as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. New paragraph. He returned to the care of Dr. Crivello on 8/10/20, period. At his referral, EMG was done on 4/29/21 to assess for the presence of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Although this was not found, cervical radiculopathy was detected. Period. He saw Dr. Crivello again on 8/3/21 and underwent a corticosteroid injection to the left wrist. Period. The paragraph, the current examination, found there to be mild swelling of the left wrist. Period. There was also decreased range of motion in flexion and extension that did not correlate with that found by Dr. Crivello only several months ago. Period. With hand dynamometry, he had left greater than right, difficulty gripping due to his stiff fingers. Period. The provocative maneuvers of the upper extremities were negative. Appeared he had a negative Hohmann sign for deep vein thrombosis in the lower extremities. Appeared new paragraph, my opinions regarding permanency will be the same and inserted here as marked. That is the end.